This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I don't know if you've seen pictures of it, but I have found the driverless car I want to buy. It's the Mercedes-Benz F015, and technically, it's not even really for sale. Mercedes calls it a research car, not even a concept car, but a research car, one that cost $12 million to build. The company figures something like it will be ready for market in about the year 2030. When they do eventually get here, and they are coming, driverless cars are going to change a whole lot of things. Like, for one, who's going to pay the insurance? Because if I'm not driving, why am I paying? And better yet, are we even going to need insurance? Marketplace's Nova Sappho has that story.
The auto insurance industry is doomed, at least if you ask Donald Light. He researches the impact of technology on insurance for the consulting firm Solent.
The overall size of the automobile insurance industry over, say, a 10-15-year period is definitely going to shrink.
At last count, auto insurance premiums totaled about $200 billion a year. Light says when lots of cars are driving themselves, roads will be safer, there will be fewer accidents, and that means fewer injured drivers and less need for repairs, replacement parts, and roadside assistance.
The amount of losses are going to be a lot less, and the premiums are going to be a lot less.
He says the industry could end up as much as 50% smaller. To all of this, Michael Berry says, nonsense.
As long as you own a vehicle, there's always going to be a need for some sort of liability insurance.
Barry is a spokesperson for the Insurance Information Institute, an industry group. And he says even if drivers need less insurance in the future, car makers will need more.
I mean, there's product liability insurance today, but it will take on added importance for the manufacturers of self-driving vehicles if, in fact, they become the target of lawsuits as time goes on.
If, for instance, a software defect or a malfunctioning sensor is found to be the cause of an accident, Jeffrey Bletcher says the industry is already adjusting its business model. Bletcher is with Agero, which provides driver data collection to auto insurers to find new ways of assessing risk and figuring out how to price premiums.
The whole concept of usage-based insurance is actually understanding driver behavior and driver risk. But when you get into a semi-autonomous car, what are you assessing? Are you assessing how the car drives?
Or if your smart car is smart enough? Those are among the questions Bletcher says the industry must answer, and soon. Because while fully automated cars are still a ways off, partially autonomous cars are hitting the road. Tesla has added an autopilot feature. Mercedes, BMW, and Volvo have some automation. So will Cadillac, Ford, GM, and Nissan in the next few years.
And what we don't know is, do these systems actually improve safety or not? That's one of the fundamental questions.
Actually, some people do know.
We've been working on this problem for about 20 years.
That's Neville Stanton. He researches the safety of car automation at the University of Southampton in the UK.
It takes drivers five times as long to respond in emergency in a fully automated vehicle as it does in a manually controlled vehicle.
That's in a vehicle that drives mostly on its own, at least some of the time, versus my 2001 Toyota Camry. Stanton says newer but semi-autonomous cars, ones with collision and lane departure warnings, blind spot monitoring, actually are safer.
So the driver's still manually in control of the vehicle, but the automation's been there to support them in that driving task. So it's not taking over the driving task.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says if those support systems were in every car, they'd eliminate nearly a third of all crashes. Donald Light, our doomsayer, says the real blow to the insurance industry will depend on how popular automated cars become.
The critical issue really is the percentage of all cars, all vehicles on the road that have these technologies.
And a world without drivers is still a long way down the road. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.